This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A former Indian boarding school student and advocate is welcoming a federal initiative to investigate and bring to light the troubled legacy of Indian boarding schools in the United States.
Oh, it's kind of like a sigh of relief. There's some recognition at the federal level that something needs to get started.
Jim LaBelle is involved in sharing boarding school stories of Alaska Native students and is a member of the National Native Boarding School Coalition. He says Tuesday's announcement launching the initiative by Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland was a godsend.
There's been so many of us that have been advocating for some sort of recognition of the boarding school era, and also been fighting for some sort of truth and reconciliation. But more importantly, how can we come together and use this experience to heal and go forward?
LaBelle attended federal institutes in Southeast Alaska for 10 years, starting at age 8 in 1955. He says the early years were traumatic, and the impacts of boarding schools have caused intergenerational trauma in Native communities.
We passed down our own traumas to our own descendants, to our children and grandchildren, who pass it on to theirs. We seem to have the same cycle of self-harm and abuse.
LaBelle says he has worked to understand what happened to him, deal with anger, shame, and forgiveness for oppressors and himself. He'd like to see trauma addressed in Haaland's initiative. Haaland announced a comprehensive review of federal boarding school policies in her remarks to the National Congress of American Indians virtual mid-year conference.
I know that this process will be long and difficult. I know that this process will be painful. It won't undo the heartbreak and loss that so many of us feel. But only by acknowledging the past can we work toward a future that we're all proud to embrace.
Beginning in the 1800s, laws and policies established Indian boarding schools across the country to assimilate children, taking them away from their communities. Haaland's initiative will investigate boarding school facilities, locate burial sites, and identify students. It follows the discovery last month of the remains of 215 students at a residential school in Canada. The Little Shell Tribe in Montana and two other tribes have settled a case decades in the making to compensate descendants for the taking of land by the U.S. government. Taylor Stagner with Yellowstone Public Radio and a Report for America has more.
The Little Shell, Chippewa, and Chippewa Cree, along with the White Earth Tribe of Minnesota and the Turtle Mountain Tribe of North Dakota, will split a $59 million settlement. Gerald Gray is the chairman of the Little Shell Chippewa. He says that the settlement doesn't come close to covering the amount of energy revenue lost by the tribes.
They probably get that in an hour. So we ceded quite a bit of land to the U.S. government for pennies, not even dollars.
Chairman Gray also says that not every tribal member will receive a slice of the pie.
It's only those who receive money before.
This is the third and final settlement case for the descendants of the Pembina Chippewa who were taken advantage of by the U.S. government during the early 1800s. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
The U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs is hosting a roundtable Wednesday on finding solutions for infrastructure development in Native communities. The committee will hear from tribal and federal witnesses about opportunities, challenges, and needs. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.